Once again, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has encountered another security threat. And yet again, the Biden administration is refusing to provide the presidential candidate with Secret Service protection, despite multiple requests from Kennedy and his campaign team. The latest incident occurred when an intruder was arrested after climbing a fence at the Los Angeles home of Kennedy. Kennedy was home at the time, and the man made it to the second floor. In fact, he got in twice. The Kennedy for President 2024 campaign described this man in a letter to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as, quote, another delusional intruder, a mentally ill individual. In fact, they said, the Kennedy team, they told the Secret Service repeatedly that this mentally ill man was a threat to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They said he has, quote, an obsession with RFK Jr. that leads him to be at times hostile and angry, unquote. The man thinks somebody's out to kill him. That being the case, the Kennedy team has continued to plead with the Biden administration for Secret Service protection, but to no avail. Prior to this most recent threat, there had been an incident in September where a man showed up at a side door of a Kennedy campaign event, identified himself as a U.S. Marshal, and immediately demanded that he be taken to see RFK Jr. He was carrying a loaded handgun plus a second gun with laser sight in his backpack. He was in possession of multiple clips filled with ammunition. Scary? Oh, yes. This story actually began unfolding last summer when RFK Jr. posted a tweet in July that said, quote, since the assassination of my father in 1968, candidates for president are provided Secret Service protection, but not me, unquote. That was July. Then came the incident in September when the armed man accused of impersonating a federal marshal managed to get into the rally in Los Angeles. Oh, by the way, that's the city where RFK Jr.'s father, the late, great Robert F. Kennedy, was assassinated in June 1968. In response to this, Kennedy campaign manager Dennis Kucinich wrote an open letter to President Biden that he also circulated to the press. It stated, quote, although it is a well-known historical fact, apparently, in your case, Mr. President, it bears repeating. Mr. Kennedy's uncle, President John F. Kennedy, was assassinated. Mr. Kennedy's father, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, was assassinated while a presidential candidate, unquote. Apparently, that does need repeating. If it seems to you like the Biden administration's inaction is politically motivated here, well, you're not alone. Kennedy and his team are certainly suspicious. RFK Jr. says this, quote, it's not right for the president to provide protection to his family and political favorites while denying it to political rivals. During his first week as attorney general, said RFK Jr., my father, that would be RFK Sr., assembled all the DOJ's senior prosecutors to tell them that he would not tolerate any politicization of law enforcement. President Biden displays a bust of my father in the Oval Office, but he seems to have forgotten this critical tenet of American democracy. During his administration, we've seen the wholesale co-option of federal law enforcement agencies to serve other political ambitions, unquote. RFK Jr. has gotten so fed up that the lifetime Democrat, from a family of Democrat royalty no less, went rogue a few weeks ago and decided to go third party. And you can be sure that that third-party declaration terrifies the Biden administration. And now, RFK Jr. has taken another bold step. He has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration. Filed with the D.C. District Court, the lawsuit includes Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, requests seeking access to all communications, including emails, memos, text messages, sent or received regarding his requests for protection. Clearly, RFK Jr. wants to get to the bottom of why, precisely, he's being denied security protection, even as threats accumulate. Indeed, there is no good reason for the Biden administration refusing Secret Service protection to this man, especially, one would think, to the son of the late Robert F. Kennedy Sr., who was assassinated as a presidential candidate. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.